This is Coastal Community Church of Westport, Washington podcast, who affiliated with Village Missions are changing lives with the love of Christ and the power of His Word, with Pastor Tim Sander.
Well, this morning, we're going to be talking about examples. And in that song that we just sang about holiness and faithfulness and righteousness, that's what God wants from us. And that's what we should want in our own lives so that we can be the right kind of example. The right kind of example. The right kind of testimony. You know, we often misuse this whole idea of testimony. If we're going to talk to somebody about membership in the church, or we're going to talk to somebody regarding a position in a Christian company or a Christian ministry, we ask them, please give us your personal testimony. And we've kind of gotten into the place where that's when we think of testimony, that's what we think of. Someone giving us their personal testimony. But that's only a small part of it. That's a good thing. It's not a bad thing by any means, but that's such a small part of it. Because we lose the big picture of the concept of witness and testimony. Have you ever been in a courtroom as a witness? If you haven't been there, I'm sure you've seen plenty of them on television. And they call the witness up to the stand. And the bailiff comes up and tells you to raise your right hand and says, do you solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God. The testimony you're about to give. The big picture of testimony is not what I say about myself. But the big picture of my testimony is what each one of you is going to say about me. It's about what each one of us is going to say about the other person. Your real testimony comes when I'm down at the docks in the morning having a cup of coffee, and I stop to talk to someone, and of course, if they don't know me, they want to know what am I doing here in Westport. Well, I'm the pastor of Coastal Community Church. Oh, I know some of the people that go to your church. Really, who do you know? And they will give me a couple of names. And this happens, just so you know. And then my response is, well, tell me what you know. Oops. How many of you didn't know I did that? How many of you are scared right now? That's your real testimony, is when somebody says, well, I know so-and-so, they go to your church. I will say, tell me what you know. That's your testimony. Is when somebody says, well, I know so-and-so, they go to your church. I will say, tell me what you know. That's your testimony. Is when somebody says, well, I know so-and-so, they go to your church. I will say, tell me what you know. That's your testimony. Is when somebody says, well, I